You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 146.
Season 6, episode 22.
Of Two Miss P's in a podcast with me, Mr. P.
And the other Mr. P.
How are we doing? We hope you are well on the first of the bank holiday weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's great stuff. We talked about it last week, but May. I know it's a stressful month with SATs and the rest of it, but these bank holidays...
Yeah, bank holidays are absolute dynamite, aren't they? Just a four-day week breaks up nicely. Like, just finish the first day back normally, end of a Monday, thinking, wow. But tomorrow's hump day, get through that, and then you're on the absolute, what do you call it? The path to glory.
Yeah, the ski slope to the weekend for another four, three-day. Three-day, innit? Not four.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we are recording this on the last strike day for now. I suspect there will be more, considering the government just aren't even bothering to discuss or negotiate. So, yeah, standing with solidarity with all our teachers on the picket lines. We hope you've had plenty of support throughout the day. And, yeah, fingers crossed the government will see sense. And, yeah, at least, I don't know, it's sort of... The thing that got me more than anything else is the pay offer was shocking, but the fact that they were saying it's going to come out of existing school budgets, or even though they said it's not, it's fully funded, it clearly wasn't fully funded, and no teacher is going to vote for something that's going to make their job worse by getting a little bit extra each month. So government needs to see sense, make a fully funded offer that, and then we can go forward with it. So, how's your week been, Adam?
Yeah, not too bad. Obviously, bank holiday weekend. My daughter turned 7. I mean, it's unbelievable. I think I took for granted, like, when they were younger. And, I mean, she's only 7, but, God almighty, when you get to the party stage, when the friends are coming and you're at another place, and then just the energy, I couldn't keep up. But it was like, I was struggling. But I have got some funny things. So, on Saturday... I was in Urmston and I was getting all, like, you know, the cards, the banners, the balloons, etc. And Cancer Research, buskers, is that what you call them? Like the singers that are always in Urmston.
Oh, right. I thought you meant the people who were like, have you got a spare minute? I could talk to
no,
you.
No, not those. I mean, I have respect for those, but please don't approach me. Yes. Not necessarily about Cancer Research. That sounds harsh because we do give to Cancer Research after Dad. But it's more like Sky TV. Like Sky TV, I'll just be like, do you have Sky? And you're like, yeah. Yeah, but what kind of package do you have? No, mate. I have Sky. I'm happy. See you later.
Yeah.
But anyway, these singers were there, right? And as I'm walking into Ernston, they're going, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, dun-dun, right? So I'm there with my lad. And then the guy goes, is this The Way to Amarillo by Tony Christie, who sadly passed away a couple of weeks ago? Rest in peace. Right, so I turned to Kim and I went, oh my God, I didn't know that. I didn't know Tony Christie had died. He's not. He's firmly alive, right? And it was just one of those things. I was like, should I tell him?
Who was he getting confused with?
I would presume it was Paul O'Grady, but... Well, I know, yeah.
Well, one, they don't look anything alike, and two, Paul O'Grady never sang, did he?
Well, no, I don't think he did, but I think it was just more, I don't know, but then the worst bit was, I said to Mum, I was telling the story to Mum, and then Mum goes, yeah, he died a few weeks ago. I went, no, he hasn't, he's firmly alive. And then, so Isla had her party at the Namco station in the Traff Centre, like the bowling and the bumper cars. Saw 3 children from my school there.
Really?
I mean, that's unheard of, isn't it? You never really do that.
No.
But that all went okay. Not a problem there. A little bit giddy, but whatever. It's your birthday. Then it was her actual birthday. This is what annoys me. It's birthday week, and you know you used to do it as a kid as well. Milk it for all it's worth. But when you're paying for it, It's different. You got one day. One day. Went to Blackpool Zoo. Was so busy. So yeah. It was so busy. It was like sickening. But there was a funny bit. So have you been to Blackpool Zoo?
Don't think I've ever been.
Loads of people would have been, and loads of people listening to this, if you're in the, you know, in that area, you know, would have been on school trips maybe. They've got this dinosaur park. Now your kids have been, because I remember, yeah. And it's just basically, you know, big plastic dinosaurs.
Fake dinosaurs.
Yeah, fake dinosaurs. And then there's like a pond, a big pond in the middle, where there's like this big fake water dinosaur. So I'm pushing my lad round. Kim and Isla have gone to watch a show, a bird show. It wasn't the bird show I was hoping for. But anyway, it was the bird show, and my son was not having any of it. So I took him round the dinosaur bit. And there was these two Geordie women. Right.
How are we?
I know. And basically, the dinosaur that was in the water, there was like a stork on it, just standing still. So this woman went, "Is that real?" And then the mate went, "Oh, we are, no, it's not real. It's all fake. It's all fake." So I'm watching. And then she goes, "Oh, sorry, yeah. It's got a cobweb on its chin." Right. And then they're both like, "Look, don't it look real though?" And then the other one's like, "No, it's all fake." And then out of nowhere, this stork just goes like, "Ah!" And just flies over the head. And they both ran off. And I mean, it's a sad state of affairs when it's your daughter's birthday. That was the highlight of the day. But yeah, no, just you know, same old. What about you? What have you been up to?
Well, it was also my birthday on Friday, so I had a rare day off. My wife and I went and did the Cube in town.
Nice.
So if you are in and around Manchester, you can, in the Arndale, they've got basically the Cube, all the games. I think there's about 15 that you can choose. Well, you don't get to choose. And it's weird because you go and do it, but you get paired up with another couple and you're against the other couple.
I don't mind that. Unless you got coupled up against, like, absolute...
machines.
Shredded wheat.
Well, it looked that way. It looked like they were very capable.
All right.
And they were about 10 years younger than us. And
did they know who you were?
No. They were from Coventry. And they were really nice couple. And obviously we got chatting and we had a drink after it. And
Cube
yeah.
friends.
Yeah, we made Cube friends.
did you have a drink after it?
Yeah, before we went off for a meal.
Hey, Cube friend.
Yeah, if you're out there, Cube friend...
Shout out, Cupid.
But yeah, it got competitive, and it was really annoying because Claire. So I think we did three activities together as a pair, and then two each. Or I think right. She might have done three on her own. We did seven all in all. So three, added two, four, five. Yeah. So three together, two each. She did the two solo ones. One of which was being blindfolded, having to step over sort of like poles.
Yeah.
And if you knock them off. I did a blindfold one and I was awful. You had to walk around.
It was octagon.
It was so bad. It was so hard. But
glad
then
you were wearing flippers.
Oh, it was ridiculous. And then she had to do one where she went round the circle turning the tubes over.
Oh, right, yeah.
So
yeah,
she
yeah.
did that as well. Which effectively won us the... It was her who won us the championship.
Not surprised.
Yeah, but the ones that we did together, I got really annoyed because I was doing really well and she was nowhere. But then I couldn't take it out. I couldn't take my anger out because it was her points who won us the...
Couldn't lose your Cube friends.
Yeah, so there was one where there's like a cylinder in the middle with all these balls. You pull the cylinder up so all the balls fall, and then you've got 15 seconds to pick up.
That's a really
50
hard one,
balls.
That's well hard.
I was picking up six a go. She was picking up three a go.
Yeah, that's poor.
I mean, it's shocking scenes. But no, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. So did that, and then I talked about the boys in their Lancs Cup final and said that there was a team that we've had a bit of beef with.
Yeah, a little bit of needle.
And it went off again. One of their players who's just this massive lump,
throwing shade,
just absolutely RKO'd Harry and landed on top of him and just smashed his head against the floor completely. No need, nothing, just out of nowhere, proper RKO out of nowhere. But my proudest moment, because Charlie as soon as this kid stood up, went over and like gripped him and pushed him. I mean, it was like David versus Goliath. Charlie was nuts, but the fact he stood up for his brother, I was like, yeah, go on. And they actually did really well. Didn't win it in the end, but
didn't win it because Charlie was having fisticuffs and it was based on fair play.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't this time. They did really well with that. But that's now the rugby season over. So I literally do not know what I'm going to be doing with my weekends. Because Saturday, Sunday, football, rugby, it's done now. I'm going to literally be twiddling my thumbs.
Knowing you, you'd be twiddling somewhere else.
Oh, behave. And we're in the midst of the extension as well, so that's getting more and more annoying because it's just, there's just dust everywhere. It's horrible. But other than that, we're all good. We are all good. So another little thread for us to start off this week. 27 things, I'm not probably going to read all 27, but 27 things that quietly went away and we didn't even notice.
Okay.
Right? So what quietly went away without anyone noticing, right?
Yeah.
Number one, and this was a thread on, I believe it was Reddit. Yeah, Reddit. Movie trailers with that deep voice guy doing the voiceovers.
That's true.
Like he was everywhere for a while, wasn't he?
Everywhere, yeah.
We even had it at the start of the last tour.
Yeah.
Well, your impression.
My impression.
Go on,
yeah,
then.
In a world where the government do not listen.
There we go.
Our world. The end.
Yeah. But he's never on any.
No, he's not. He doesn't do it at all. Only like Mickey take ones.
Do you reckon that's like... What do you reckon that's down to? Just overkill.
I don't know. But it used to be... I used to love it. You go to the cinema and it'd be like... Coming this summer, Vin Diesel. It's all about family. And you're just like, oh my God.
Fast and Furious 27.
Yeah. Now it's just kind of like, it's all about family. And then the name comes up with
It's more text, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. No voiceovers, really.
Not really. Unless it's kind of like, you know, like...
A Disney one.
Or a narrator of the actual film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's the movie trailer guy... It's just voices.
Where's
and
he
trailers.
Now?
I don't know.
Just going into Starbucks. A venti cappuccino.
Yeah.
Whipped cream on top.
Yeah. Would you like solid caramel? What is it? Drizzle?
No. Thanks.
Going to shoot any of the pastries today?
Yeah.
Croissant. I'm going to take a pass.
What would his best job be now?
I think
it'd be dreadful teacher.
When you're driving out of the car parks and your ticket ain't working and you press for assistance.
Hello. Please place your ticket back in the machine.
What about him as a teacher?
Oh, well, movie trailer guy as a teacher would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Good morning.
Depends on the subject, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think maths would be tough.
Yeah.
It'd be slow, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So you'd be like, what, like talking fractions, and you'd be like, even though him saying...
Carry the remainder. Yeah. Never change the denominator. And the perimeter is the outside. Hence, rim.
Do you ever say that when you're doing perimeter? Rim, the outside.
Right, so movie voice guy, wherever you are, we hope you're well.
Yeah.
Number two, 3D TVs.
Yeah, fair.
They were all the rage.
They were massive.
I mean, my TV is 3D. Never used the 3D glasses.
Really?
Never done it, no. It's just weird. I don't know.
I would. I would definitely watch a film, like, if, you know.
Yeah. Number three, acid rain. Huge environmental issue in the late 70s through early 90s. Now it's just been taken over by just general climate change, I suppose.
I never really heard of acid rain.
Acid rain, it was massive.
Was it purple?
No.
I only want to see you!
Number four, Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, that's a shout.
He was everywhere in the 90s, wasn't he?
Oh, was he?
And all the little toys you used to get in your Happy Meal were all
creepy
based.
Guy.
The Hamburglar and all that.
Creepy guy.
Do you think it's people were too scared? Do you think he just got like the clown, all the clown stuff? Like it,
yeah, maybe.
And all that, just turn the innocence into...
I don't know. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because it was massive and then it did. Because even when you went into McDonald's back in the day, He was everywhere. Toilets.
Well, back in the day, you're talking about kids' parties. You used to have a kids' party at McDonald's. There was a little section.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure someone would dress up as Ronald.
Yeah, Ronald would come out at times, yeah. Or the Hamburglar. But his face was everywhere. I used to wee on his face in the urinals.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe and that's why he lost his job.
Yeah. Stop it. Do it in the toilet.
This is really an all-time low.
Yeah. Number five, ownership. We used to pay money and then the thing actually belonged to us. Now everything is rented or leased. Everything is sold as a service. Music as a service. Movies as a service. Software as a service. Even printer ink as a service. We spend and spend and in the end, we hold nothing in our hands. Quite deep, that one,
that
isn't
is
it?
Quite deep. Just buy it, man, if you want to own it.
No, but it is, though. So much is sort of like, yeah.
What was it like? Buy now, pay later.
Well, but it's, you know, so you take music.
That's where Movie Trailer Guy is.
0% APR.
No, but like you think of the biggest companies, like Amazon, biggest shopping. It doesn't have a shop. Don't own anything, Amazon, really. Most of what it sells is other people selling through them.
Fair.
Biggest taxi company in the country?
Uber.
Don't own a car?
Yeah, fair. To be fair, I don't really care about that.
Right, okay. The word cyberspace.
You never hear that.
You never hear cyberspace. Do you know what made me think? Remember MySpace?
I never had a MySpace.
You never had a MySpace?
No, it went just before I started getting in the mix of it. I had MSN Messenger.
Yeah.
And then it was, I just remember you kind of setting me up with Facebook. I don't remember, like, definitely didn't have a MySpace. I don't think.
I had a MySpace. And didn't
MySpace, am I right in thinking this? It's a crazy thing about MySpace where it was either someone offered to buy MySpace or MySpace got offered Facebook or Google or something like that. There's a crazy thing where...
No, you're thinking of Blockbuster and Netflix.
No, there was someone...
So Netflix went into Blockbuster and said, look, we've got this idea where you put all the videos online and people pay to stream it, and Blockbuster laughed them out the building.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not that. MySpace. Someone made an offer for MySpace.
Basically, it was created by a guy called Tom. And if you ever made a MySpace account, you'd start with one friend. And it'd be Tom.
Really?
MySpace Tom, yeah. But it was good because you had to sort of learn a bit of like coding or HTML coding to do it. So if you wanted like a flashy sort of heading to say what your page was, you'd have to code that in. And you could add like music playing when you visited a page. It was really ahead of its time, I feel. But yeah, you never hear of cyberspace. Oh, another throwback here. Landlines. In residences, the jacks are still in almost any house, but I rarely see anything plugged in anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Bluetooth. Do you have a landline?
No, I don't know.
No, I don't.
No
landline in ours. It's got your mobile in it.
I know. It's got your mobile in it.
It's got your mobile.
It's got your mobba.
Just your mobba.
Dead and bone.
Well, I say on my training, like I do this bit where we talk about how we use our phones at home. And how that's not really how we should be using our devices in school. And I'm like, you know, talk me through what you do on your phones at home and shop and blah, blah. And then someone said today, they were like, oh, I ring people. And I was like, what? You use your mobile telephone?
Sorry, say that again?
To actually phone people.
Do you know what? I have to be honest. I miss landlines because back in the day when we were younger, what I used to love doing was mum and dad had a landline in their bedroom, if you remember.
Yeah.
And then there was a main landline downstairs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then obviously when the times were going, there was cordless. So you could just take it off. Now obviously you, Mr. ICT, often, you know, were courting.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, when you were 16, 15, 16.
Oh, here we go.
You were courting. Yeah. I was like 11. Not yet courting, just getting over the breakup from the year 5 and 6 girlfriend that didn't make it through 7. And then I would go to mum and dad's room to watch TV, because that was another thing. They had Sky, didn't they? And I would really carefully lift the phone off the hook. And then I'd always remember, there'd be times if you were paying attention, you'd go, I didn't put the phone down! And I'd put the phone down. But then there's times, obviously, if she was talking or whatever, I'd pick it up and I could just hear you. Oh, Tune in next week for all the lost tapes.
Won't you be my teddy bear?
I remember you used to be able to do that thing with your landline where you could have like a three-way conversation.
You talked about a three-way a lot in the phone call, isn't it?
You could have but not every phone could do it, and you'd be able to then have a group chat on the landline.
Yeah, I mean, those were the days.
It's a lost art because...
It's like when you had the... I mean, now, because like you always talk about it, everything's so easy now. Do you remember, like, you used to set, like, MSN Messenger, like, dates up, as in, like, times. Right, what time are you going to be on? 7. So I'd say to you, right, I need the computer at 7 till 7:30. And then you'd be in the middle of a chat and the bants would be flying. You'd have your emojis, whatever. And then you'd be like, it's 7:30, it's my time. And you'd be like, just wait. And then it'd be like, you'd be dragging them up, like,
or even worse, when mum needed the phone.
Oh.
And you were on the internet. But I tell you one thing that's lost with landlines is getting to know your friends' parents.
Or phone numbers.
Well, yeah, remembering phone numbers, but you'd used to phone your mate and they'd never pick up. So you'd be like, hi, Miss Jones.
Yeah.
Is Matthew there, please?
Yeah.
Oh, how are you getting on, Lee?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Really looking forward to this three-way with Matthew.
But yeah, now it's
you're
like...
Right, yeah, you're right. And also...
We used to build relationships.
But when, like, if children... Like, in school now, if children don't get picked up... Now, back in our day, it was... Back in our day, God. But when we were younger, it was like, oh, what's your mum's number? What's your dad's number? What's your home number? You'd be like, bang, no nana and granddad's. Boom, boom, boom. Now, a child doesn't get picked up and you're like, you know, maybe the number's in the office and you just quickly like, oh, do you know your... Do you know your number? Nobody knows it now.
A phone number now. ROFL, rolling on the floor laughing, dropped off the face of the planet, and now we just go straight from lol to LMAO.
Yeah, roffle. Yeah. I'm roffling. Every day I'm roffling. I've never been a fan of the roffle or the LMAO, to be honest. I'm a lolsman, and I always
I'm an emoji,
will be.
Yeah, an emoji.
I'm an cry, I'm a lolsman, emoji. Yeah, cry, laugh emoji. Or sometimes, I tell you when you know you've really got me, when I voice record myself laughing. And I do that quite often. I'll voice record myself laughing and then bang it across. So then you know
it's
physical
genuine.
Evidence.
Because let's be fair, there's so many times where you're like, roll, like cry, laugh emoji. You're not.
No.
You're not. There's not even a smile.
I always think that, like you put something up and someone puts like that. Like, I always used to say, like, there was a girl I liked back in the day. This is going back to, like, when we were, like, 16, 17. And everything I used to say, she used to say, roffle. And I used to be like, you know, you've just typed that. You're not rolling on the floor laughing, are you? Liar.
Film it. And it. I want physical proof.
And it turned out she was a liar. She cheated on me, broke my heart.
Actual toys in cereal boxes.
Yes, oh. And crisp packets. Come on.
Now, here's one for you. Nana Maureen used to work at Kellogg's.
Yeah,
right. But like, career in Kellogg's. I don't know exactly what she did in Kellogg's, although I do know she was a big union boss. She was a big, the workers' union. But anyway, every Christmas, she used to come home with a box of all the leftover toys from the cereal boxes. So we used to have like the football pen lids, pen toppers. Oh, it was great. It was wonderful. And again, gone. Why? Where did they go?
I don't know. Maybe it was a cost thing. But even like, you know, I'm sorry. I know I brought this up on a couple of episodes ago. Maybe I did. I can't remember. But, you know, I love a bag of crisps. I'm a big, big crisps fan. And as you can tell, but the amount you get in a bag of crisps now,
criminal.
Like a multi-bag. I got a knickknacks, like hot and nice and spicy the other day, and I was buzzing. I opened it up, I counted. There was 9 Twiglets in there.
It's not good enough, is it? But you're still paying the same amount. Even more with even food more. Inflation. Here's one for you. A one income supporting a family.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine? There were so many families back in the day where it'd be one income and they'd survive. Whereas now, politicians feeling ashamed when they're caught lying. Flash mobs.
Happened?
Yeah. Flash mobs. Buying a new game and having a thick, chunky manual filled with game lore you'd read before playing and so heighten the anticipation of the game itself.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I do like that. That's true.
Waterbeds.
Never stayed in a waterbed.
I've only ever been on a waterbed in like a spa, but I'll tell you now, it was nice.
Yeah, but I think if I was to sleep on a waterbed, there's huge chances that I'd be like a Channel 4 documentary or a Channel 5 documentary, like the man who married his waterbed, who never got out of his... And I'd be the side of a house. Is it size of a house or side of a house?
Size of a house, isn't it?
Yeah? Size?
Size, I'd say, yeah.
Is it?
Size of a house?
Oh, you're side of an house.
Size.
All right, size of an house. And I'd be lay there and he'd be like, tune in on Thursday at 9 and you see the man who married his waterbed. And I'd just be like, I don't need to leave with delivery off your feet.
I think people have noticed now, but at the time, nobody noticed it was happening. 24-hour stores. I live in a major city and we don't have a single 24-hour grocery store ever since the pandemic. There's a lot of Mackies, 24-hour Mackies, isn't there?
Yeah, Asda's 24.
Is it?
Yeah, Asda's still 24. Again, though, that's for someone who's messy, like that, at 18, I used to love going out and then, if you're going out with your mates, whatever it may have been, playing sports, whatever, playing PlayStation, then you go to Asda and you'd have the free reign. Now, it's my worst nightmare going to Asda after 7.
I just go into shopping at any time. Telephone books, yellow pages. Have I told you about that lesson I did with year 2 years ago where I got all these, well, I say old things. It was things from my childhood that are now obsolete.
All right.
And got the children to tell me what they... So they had to make little videos where they'd talk over the top of the picture. So it'd be like, like a camera film.
Yeah.
And they'd have to say what they think it was. Mm-hmm. And one of them was a yellow pages. And they said it was a lifeguard manual. A lifeguard manual. I've never felt so old in my life.
A lifeguard manual.
Yeah. Ringtones.
Oh, what was your go-to? Oh. This is a good question. We want
to
know.
What your go-to ringtone?
We want to know. Back in the day when you used to get them at the back of magazines, you used to get ringtones, wallpapers that were like...
Yeah.
That were like... So I had a few. You know when ringtones ended up getting a bit better? So instead of like...
Yeah, it wasn't like the Nokia.
Yeah. But then they started getting better. I can't remember what it's called, but I used to have... Me, little ginger bollocks, because I'm a mother. B-A-M-B. I always remember my favourite.
I think I used to have Still Dre. I think I got on the internet and had to wait, because I think at the time you had to pay so much to go online, but it was cheap between 8 and 9.
Yeah.
But you could only be on for an hour. And then it'd start charging you more. And I remember I spent hours trying to program in Still Dre on my little Nokia 3210.
Programming.
Yeah.
Was, I remember.
You had to play it, press the button.
Yeah. I had the E.T. theme. And
did
that
you?
Was my favorite tone. Because it used to be like...
I remember when I first met Claire, she managed to get a ringtone on her ring. So when you phoned her... It didn't just ring. It played a song as well. But I could never work out how to do it. And I know exactly the song it was as well.
Living on a different level, that.
That's just one thing you got me tripping. That's just one thing you got me tripping.
The rain.
Traveller's checks.
Oh, they were over.
They have gone.
Do you think Traveller's checks? You said that now, they'd be like, no, fossil.
Wallpaper. Used to be everywhere, but at some point we as a society seem to have just come to an unspoken agreement to just stop using it, which is fine by me, honestly. It was a pain in my ass to put up and even more of a pain to take down. I don't necessarily agree.
No, I disagree.
I'll tell you what I will say there. Wallpaper to back books has disappeared off the face of the planet.
And even plastic.
Sticky back plastic. Yeah, it's all gone. I mean, that was the big thing back in the day.
I used to love it.
Oh, back in your books.
I think what would really annoy me is because obviously I had ADD, and whenever we'd back books or whatever it would be and we'd get time to do it, there was a girl in my class who was amazing at like art, and whenever she backed the books, it was always perfect. And what I'd do is I'd watch what she was doing and I'd do it exactly the same. And sometimes I'd ask for advice because I was quite friendly with her. And she'd help me. And then one of my books, normally my English book, the go-to, would look amazing. But then, because of my lack of patience and the fact that I couldn't concentrate, I'd rush through the rest of them. I'd spend the whole next day with a ruler, like, ironing down the bubbles in the sticky back plastic.
Facebook poke wars. I was never into the poker.
No, I wasn't a poker, nah.
And last one to finish, yo-yos.
Ah.
They were. There was a period. There was a 6 months.
They made a splash.
Where if you could yo-yo, you were the coolest kid on the planet.
Walking the dog.
Walking the dog.
Jack, round
the
world.
Little triangle swing. What was that called? Rock the cradle.
Rock the cradle. See, I believe it or not, I can still do quite a lot of the yo-yo tricks. And there was a yo-yo in sailing Home Bargains for 89p. And I said to Isla, I'm going to show you something really special here. Bought it, took it home, went down, it didn't spin a Rooney.
No, that's the thing. You had to have it.
You had to have the spinner. There was one back in the day that had a bit more of a sharper edge, and it was green, and I think it lit up as well.
Lit up, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
They were lost art, that.
Yeah, that's
lost
great.
Art. I mean, the lad in year six who could yo-yo, oh, man, he had his... there was posters of him up in girls' bedrooms for 3 months, and then it just got replaced with pogs.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Well, obviously, we hope everyone had a great bank holiday weekend. And for a lot of people, I know I saw on my Instagram, everyone tries to dabble with a sesh, a night out on the Friday or the Saturday or even the Sunday. You got three options. Now, pardon me. Obviously, having my daughter's birthday, I was unable to sesh. But there was a post that I saw that said, what is the most ridiculous thing you've seen on a night out? Now,
oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, there's some scenes.
This
there
could
is
go
some
dark.
Scenes. There's one that I'm going to leave till the end because it is a disgusting.
Right.
And I am going to have to give a warning out. It's not like horrendously bad, but people will be a bit like, oh, my God. So just a few. Someone once popped their glass eye out and handed it to me.
Nice.
Yeah. Keep an eye on that, will you?
Yeah.
Then that guy on holiday who was on his phone having an argument with himself. Turns out it was his flip-flop. So a guy having a full-blown Barney. And he was holding it. What is it? A Haviana?
Slider.
I was in a pub and a woman came over to collect our glasses. She said to us, she didn't even work there, but her husband was boring.
That's got to be one of the worst. The fact that you'd rather go around picking up empties than speak to your
own
husband.
Listen to this. Someone walking around with a jar of jam and a spoon, offering everyone a spoonful.
Round trees.
Round
strawberry.
A man selling kippers from inside his coat.
Oh, well, we talked about that with the pub where someone brought a turkey at Christmas in a rucksack trying to sell it in the pub.
Oh, yeah.
Kippers, though.
Spider-Man and Scooby-Doo fighting in a club.
Yeah.
You love stuff like that. Listen to this, like this.
Well, that was like that time we did the wrestling one for my birthday years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were all absolutely livid. So as time went on, it was like a Royal Rumble because one after the other just got thrown out. It's like, British Bulldog's been thrown out. Stone Cold's arguing with the...
My mate was Sergeant Slaughter and he had his fake moustache on. And he got chucked and he got home for the evening kickoff and ripped his moustache off and threw it in the bushes. I've been known to thank the cash machine... I love that. Just like, do you want a receipt? No. Thank you. Walking drunk in the park in the middle of a Tuesday night in the 80s and hearing a lion roar. I nearly bricked it and was questioning my sanity. I later found out it was a Hungarian circus in town and my ears didn't deceive me.
All right, fair enough.
A lad who had won on the horses. This is a bit of me. A lad who had won on the horses bought a complete slab of doner meat and walked out the takeaway with it. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, how would you cook that?
Well, surely it'd be cooked. Oh, no, but it couldn't cook the whole way through, could
it? No, because it'd still be on the spinneroony thing.
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to cut, like, chunks of it. I mean, it's grilling it. The thing is, you're talking. What are you talking
It's
there?
A good idea at the time.
How much do you rate?
But in the morning.
How much do you rate?
What, for a doner kebab? Yeah. Oh, a few hundred quid, I reckon.
I think, I mean, I'm going to open myself. I stole one thing once, like, when I was drunk. And if you remember, it was after the triplets were born. Do you remember this?
No.
After the triplets were born, the local news agents, and they were grumpy, the local news agents, had one of those Manchester Evening News, like, you know, signs outside that had the headlines on. And the headlines were Stretford triplets in 20-mile dash.
Yeah.
And I took the whole thing. And then I did return it, because Dad went, what the bloody hell have you brought this home for? And I was going, because it's my niece and nephews. And then finally, this is the one that comes with a little...
Right, and we've got him. Right, come in. Get him, arrest him.
A couple snugging. One puked and it sprayed out of their mouths.
No.
They stopped, spat out the sick, then carried on.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Still not as bad as the snot, sucking the snot.
No, but that's bad, though.
That's bad.
That's really bad.
That is really bad. I stumbled across a few scandals. Ye old scandals. You know, we love a bit of juice, a little bit of scandal. Right, so when asked by the head for preferences for the coming year, one teacher replied all and had given very detailed description of who they didn't want to work with. No holds barred.
Oh.
Just like a roast of the whole staff. Just be careful with that reply all, please. A lab technician in an all-girls school in the early 80s posed for Playgirl magazine.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're saying scandal. I'm saying, wait a second.
Married admin officer, an 18-year-old TA, had an affair. His wife was pregnant at the time. It was the talk of the whole school.
Oh my days, that is juicy.
Previous school, supply teacher online shopping during the day, took loads of toilet breaks, swigging alcohol, got escorted from the school site. There was a student teacher having a romantic affair with admin assistant, I think that might be the same person as the one before.
Unless he just worked his way from admin assistant to admin assistant.
Both married to other people. Both still married to other people. TA then got involved and he had his wicked way with her too. There's probably more.
I'm telling you, if that TA went on a stag, top shagger. That's his nickname.
Yeah. The head at the first school I worked at had an affair with the chair of governors.
It's one way to work yourself to the top.
And then this one, the worst one. I tell you, this is the worst ever. Somebody took my salt and vinegar crisps from out of the staff room, had half the bag, and threw the evidence in the bin. Livid I was. I bloody love a crisp, buddy.
Half the bag, though. I mean, that's a slap, isn't it? That's a real slap.
It's like Ross with the sandwich.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Half my bag!
The music teacher at my best friend's secondary school always had a glass of water on the piano. Turned out it was gin, and she was just getting away with it for years.
Oh my days, a glass of gin?
Yeah.
Ew.
TA in school caught on gym mat with school caretaker, and they were not doing gymnastics.
Was he fixing his pipes?
I mean, that for me would be uncomfortable, those gym mats. The worst place you could ever think.
Depends if it's a crash mat.
Yeah, or if it's a crash mat. It's going to be one of those gym mats.
Oh, if it's one of those rock hard blueies.
No, not for me.
The caretaker ain't getting up there.
No wonder he got caught. Couldn't get back up. Right. Trying not to laugh at stories. A child called diarrhea bum floods. I'd never heard that before. But I quite like it.
I don't mind that. You sprint into the toilet. What's up? Oh, I think it's a bum flood. Cover! A bum flood. That's good. I'm going to use that.
I'm having that.
Yeah.
Bum floods.
You look tired. Yeah, I had the bum floods.
Yeah. I really like that. It's innocent enough, isn't it? The old bum flood.
There was a storm last night. Ended in a bum flood.
Yeah. Oh, God. Little tummy. And you're going, oh, God. Here they come. Here come the bum floods. When a reception child told me another child had been swearing, then he told me the swear word was arse balls. Not even a proper swear word.
You've been swearing, miss. What's been saying? Arse balls.
When a year six pupil told the teacher that someone had written gullible on the ceiling, and the teacher looked up.
Oh, that is so getting magpied. Oh, I'm using that.
Yeah, you can have that.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. When
you
asking,
could do that about anything, though, couldn't you? Like, who's written gullible on your top? When the other dad's yeah.
When asking for topics for school council, a boy said, "Can we have a warning on the urinals?" as the automatic flush nearly soaked my sausage.
Soaked my sausage.
Oh, it's all going on. Bum floods.
I was going to say, there's a sausage balls. Flood there, wasn't it?
We had an Ofsted inspection at school during Panto Week. Boom.
They're behind you. Do one.
The head was in a meeting with the inspectors and they had to walk across the hall to leave the building. They were roundly booed by the audience, but took it well.
I like that, though. If they take it well, fair deal.
Yeah.
They take it well. The Ofsted inspector are like, shocking behaviour.
Yeah.
Shocking behaviour management. The dame was flicking me the bird.
Yeah. I was a TA. A pupil was acting up and was asked by a teacher to engage your brain. So the pupil promptly said, "Brain, will you marry me?" I had to go to the toilet quickly. Every time I returned to the class, I just kept corpsing.
Corpsing?
No, it's corpsing.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard that before.
No.
Corpse, is that like dead with laughter?
I don't know. Mm. Maybe, yeah.
I can tell you what.
She should have said ruffle. Yeah. That was ruffling.
Oh, the bum floods in my eyes.
That's pretty good, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brain engaged. Brain. I know we've been together a long time. Yeah. That is so good. See, that's the thing, right? You can't get mad at that. That's actually high level.
Quick comedy. Yeah. My leaving assembly. It was supposed to be a moving song performed by my class, but was preceded by a lengthy YouTube ad for vaginal lubricant.
YouTube ads are
VegClean.
L5, VegClean.
I was teaching music to a primary class, and it was my birthday. They asked how old I was. I said that I'd had so many birthdays, I'd lost count. A child then said, "You could look inside your knickers." Took me a few seconds to realise she meant to look at the label with the age on. Still cracks me up to this day. And I've still never found any knickers to say age 45.
That's what my jeans are. That's good, though. That is good.
You could just check your knickers. Oh, God. I work in nursery slash reception class. One little girl stood at the front of class and sang Bar Bar Black Sheep full of confidence and got to line one for the master. Except she didn't say master. She said bastard. One for the bastard. And carried on singing to the end. Myself, the TA and the class teacher didn't know where to look. But the minute we looked at each other, we started to giggle. We did manage to say to the little girl that it was beautiful and she'd made us smile for the rest of the day. Yeah. Right, so...
what was that?
Yeah. I mean... a child pointing out my hairy toes in my sandals and being observed...
Now we're back.
...was pretty embarrassing. That's, again, the difference with primary school, just... Whereas, yeah.
Is your first name Frodo?
Yeah. That's secondary school. At primary, it's like, oh, miss, you've got, yeah, got hair on your toes.
Miss, your face stinks.
Whereas secondary.
Yeah.
You got the ring, Frodo.
That was pretty embarrassing. So was being asked by an EYFS child why I had two bellies.
Oh my God, no.
Knocking myself out by falling off a tractor tyre in the playground was also pretty bad. There's been a few.
What was Gaz's mate called?
Five bellies. Oh. Was it five bellies? I can't remember.
Oh, that, do you know what though? When we talk about teacher burns, they're ones where they are so innocent.
Yeah.
But to get asked by a child, why have you got two bellies? Not belly. Only, it's bad enough if you go, you got a big belly. You know, like when that kid said to me, you're like Daddy Pig. And I was going, no, I'm not. And then, why have you got two bellies?
Not me, but my teacher when I was at primary school. I'm 33 now, but I'll never forget the time when Mrs. Walmsley, the stalwart reception teacher at my school, lifted one butt cheek while perched on the piano stool in assembly and let one rip. No. No.
Surely not.
Surely not, Miss Walmsley.
To be fair, is it, well, let me see how Walmsley's spelled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I knew a lad called Walmsley, and his nickname was Whammo.
Clearly, it was meant to be a silent one. Well, I hope it.
Well, it's not very silent if she's lifting up her cheek and going like, what was she expecting?
That could only get better if it was followed with, and here come the bum floods.
Or followed by, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those beepers?
Just adding a bit of percussion with the old piano. Cue the entire school erupting in hysterics.
Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord?
Yeah, I must have been about 7 at the time, but still makes me smile to this day.
That's good.
That is good. Right, called a parent poo face.
How possibly have you done that?
Due to a miscommunication when I was handed the phone, I thought it was my then boyfriend. Pooface was a stupid nickname I had for him. It was actually a disgruntled parent. The whole office was howling at me. I said sorry several times. Can you imagine being the parent? Hello, whatever the name, primary school. Yes, I'd like to speak to the teacher, please. I'm not very happy with this. Okay, can you tell us what it is? Well, going on. Right, if you just hold the line, we'll just put you in touch. Straight away. Hey, poo face! I'm really sorry.
I know.
Getting a tampon instead of a piece of chalk out my bag. Oh.
We've had those before.
Yeah.
I mean, the tampon arguably would do a good job cleaning your chalkboard.
Yeah. Showing our caretaker some pictures on my phone of a band we both liked, but accidentally going too far through my pictures on my phone and showing him my vajazzle indented for viewing only by my husband.
I bet the caretaker was like, is it time for PE mats?
Yeah. Do you want to just help me put away the blue? Do you want to see me pick up these blue PE mats?
I'm back!
Needless to say, we were both embarrassed, but luckily, we'd known each other long enough to laugh about it. Yeah.
More like the caretaker's got one for the old WB, if you get my drift.
Only for him to bring it up in my leaving speech 5 years later. Could have died and ran out the door. Thank God only me and him got the reference.
How? I was going to say, how has he brought it up there? Just like, yeah, you know, Miss Jones, I always had to change your light bulbs. And I saw her for jazzle. Anyway, all the best.
Yeah. Well, it says that, thank God, me and him only got the reference. I mean, what's the reference? Unless it was done in a certain style.
Yeah, just like, do you know when you get loads of jewels put around you downstairs? You know, don't you, Miss Jones? Anyway, congrats. All the best.
Have a good retirement. Yeah. On some of your listener stories
now.
You
can't be retiring.
Why not? Are you being ageist here?
No, but if it was 5 years later from a vajazzle, I'm just making it.
So anyone can get a vajazzle.
She's showing off pictures on a fresh phone of a vajazzle at 65.
Why not? My cringe moment came when a certain royal came to do the official opening of our new school building. We were all on our best behaviour until the moment one of my reception class erupted projectile vomiting onto the prince's shoes.
It was ghastly. Who do you reckon?
Well, if it's a school, there's only one.
No, it's not him. He's not allowed anywhere near him.
But, you know, spew on the shoes, we'll take it.
Yeah. Right, firstly, thank you for the weekly episodes. They've been such a positive amongst all the negativity and stress we've dealt with. After last week's pod, I wanted to share this classroom injury. When I was at secondary school, we had a supply English teacher in for the day who was a slightly large woman. After our English lesson, the other half of my year had their lesson, which was the one before the weekend. After the teacher delivered the input for the lesson, they sat leaning back on their chair. She fell backwards off a chair into the wall, putting a hole in the wall. When I was told about this story on the way home, I didn't believe it until we had our first English lesson on Monday morning after the weekend. Where the desk was, you could see a freshly plastered wall behind the teacher's desk.
Oh my days. How'd you learn to put a teacher through a wall?
As a relatively new staff base, we suggested Secret Santa one year and were met with opposition from some of the long-standing TAs. Apparently, they did it one year with the previous head teacher, and someone thought it'd be funny to buy the head a thong and bra made from sweets. They found out who it was, and unsurprisingly, the staff member left not long after.
Oh, that's bore off.
I know, yeah.
Eat the sweets?
Yeah.
The caretaker would.
Do you know what type of sweets they'll be?
Yeah, those flickers.
Candy, yeah.
Those flickers, yeah. That's just so annoying.
I can honestly say I would hate to work at that school.
I'm telling you that. Yeah, if my like colleagues, especially like SLT and stuff, like were that set and couldn't have a laugh, like, oh my days, it'd be the worst. Yeah. As if that, like, I bet the person was just like, hey, you won't believe what I got the head teacher, right? It's candy, thong and bra, and then people going, that's hilarious. Her opening it, who had me?
Yeah.
Going to the main person, who had me? It was Steph. Right, can you send Steph here? You think this is funny? Suddenly Steph goes.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's a bit of a laugh.
It's a bit of a laugh.
Oh, God. Right. Disgusting things. I worked in a school where we had a chicken coop and had three lovely hens. Unfortunately, one night the caretaker forgot to put the hens away properly.
His caretaker.
And we know why. We know what he was doing. He was on the blue PE mats.
He was getting stuff done quick.
That night, two foxes got in. Cue the next morning where all the staff are outside frantically collecting chicken remains from the Key Stage 2 playground and field before any of the pupils arrived and had to explain that they'd gone back to the farm because of the news of a bird flu outbreak in the area.
Quick thinking.
Well, the
caretaker. It's been happening, guys. Feeling fresh. What does the fox say?
Maybe he is the fox. It was the day after my birthday, and a class who knew it'd be my birthday asked, did you have a nice birthday, miss? I replied, yeah, it was all right. I went to a tap class. It was just a Tuesday, and that's what I do every Tuesday. I probably go out for a meal at the week. Why am I reading this like really aggressively?
Yeah. So what did you do this week? Well, I went to tap. That's what I normally do on a Tuesday. And then, yeah, I might go for some food.
Yeah, it was all right. Went to a tap class. It was just a Tuesday. That's what I do every Tuesday.
What are we going
to
say about it?
One student said, oh, that's cool. I said, thanks. What's this story going?
It's so weirdly like, they said, cool. I said, thanks.
I do a few other classes in the week as well. Another student said, what types of dances do you do? When I replied, saying a bit of ballet, street and contemporary, the first student said, oh, so is that what you want to do for a job? I was like, eh, yeah, this teaching is just a part. I don't know why I'm reading it so aggressively. This teaching is just a part-time gig while I get started in the world of dance at 40 years old.
Yeah!
Yeah! Oh, right.
Teaching just a part-time gig, you idiot! So aggressive.
Yeah, but I think I was right in reading it like that.
Yeah,
because of the kids thinking that she doesn't even do it for a job. Imagine Just be teaching for about 10 years, yet no one thinks you're a teacher. Right. It was my very first parents' evening at my new school. I'd moved from a very well-to-do middle-class school to a school in the middle of a council estate and was told to expect the unexpected when it came to parents' evening. My very first parents came in and sat down, year six class, important messages to deliver about SATs and applying for secondary school, etc. And Dad had a pair of grey jogging bottoms with a hole in a very specific area.
Oh, slattingers. Thrown out there now, they're a pair of slattingers.
And no underpants. As much as I could try to discuss their daughter's progress and all of the important messages I needed to deliver, I instead found myself playing a game of cock or ball.
At the end of the meeting, well, that's the bell. It's time to go.
So we're just going to talk about spag. And your child really needs to improve on their front of dad ballials. I don't know. This is the first one that came to it. Expanded noun penises.
That's an absolute shocker.
I don't know. And in case you're wondering, I got my answer when he stood up to leave. Cock. Thanks a lot, Amanda from Brighton. Well, Amanda, we hope to see you in Brighton for our show coming in October.
Yeah, we've already got our outfits picked out. Two double XL slazengers, please, Squire.
Our slazenger joggers. We're just going to sit there. And for the first hour, we're going to play a good old game.
What are the games? You know it well.
The nice family-friendly game, ye old cock-a-ball.
Yeah, we're going to ask the people in front row, do you know your fronted ad mobiles? When you were going, I was thinking, come on, make it good. When you went fronted ad mobiles, I was like, what?
I'm trying to think of
makes
any other.
Makes no sense.
Fronted ad mobiles.
Oh, fronted ad mobiles. God.
Ah, right. A dad arrived for parents' evening appointment with what looked like a Boots the Chemist logo t-shirt on. Leant back and he said, bollocks all over his considerably large front. He then proceeded to fart loudly, said, oh. This can't be real. He came in what looked like a Boots t-shirt. Leant back and he said, bollocks. He then proceeded to fart loudly, said, oh, that's a bad one, said, oh, that's a bad one, and then wafted it towards
me. No.
Wafted it towards
me. That can't be real.
Hey, have a bit of this. Oh, God. Oh, have a bit of this. Oh, that's a bad one. Oh, God. Anyway.
Oh, man.
I didn't really know how to get on from there. Thanks for coming.
You're right, that was a bad one.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, dear. I'm all laughed out there.
Yeah, that's all she wrote, I think.
Right. Oh, guys, thank you so much. They were... imagine just the T-shirt. Proceeded to fart and be like, oh no, that's a bad one.
Not even
here
like...
come the bum floods.
Oh, it's, no,
it's monsoon season. Oh, God.
Hurricane.
Oh, right. Guys, just a reminder as well, please do get your tickets for our upcoming tour. Everything's on sale on the website, tomrpspodcast.com, where, of course, you can share your stories, get your tickets, get involved. As always, thank you so much for listening. And, we'll be back next week.
Thank you. Take care.